Three,
two, one, go. Welcome to the Bruh Detection Hotline. I'm here with Mikey and Cody, and it's been a long time. We've kind of rebranded ourselves, but yeah, let's just get this started. So I'll start with our host, Mikey. You got anything to talk about?
Well, I think it's obvious, the coronavirus.
Yeah. You guys been washing your hands?
I actually
have a bottle of hand sanitizer right now.
Hand sanitizer's useless. You got to wash with soap. Anyway, I don't have water running in my house, so I haven't washed my hands or taken a shower in 4 months.
I heard semen is a pretty good hand sanitizer.
I just keep the cum jar next to me at all times.
A cum jar?
So what are our actual opinions on this? Because obviously...
I've gotten socially deprived to the point where I'm doing this again, so I think it's kind of obvious how bad it is. Like, I want to leave my house. I've left my house, but I mean, I can't fucking see anyone. I can't, like, go to movies or anything. I'm just kind of sitting, like, here. I leave my house. I'm like, damn, this is nice. Time to go back in.
The fact that the whole country is, like, on a panic for the flu, it just lets you know civilization has gotten nowadays.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about Corona. It's spreading way too fast. It's not that it's going to kill everyone. It's that they're trying to prevent like hospitals from becoming overwhelmed with people coming in sick. Like in Italy, now they're having to do selection of who gets to survive.
Oh, you know, there's this one guy who got the coronavirus twice. He got the non-lethal. He got the non-lethal version. Got better, but then he got it again, but with the lethal version, he ended up dying. But you think that if you got it once, your body builds up immunity.
Well, that's what's scary about the coronavirus. I don't think it can be vaccinated because, like, you can get it multiple times.
Oh, no, it's scary. We don't have it. Mom's a Karen, and she's an anti-vaxxer. Oh, you're already screwed.
Screwed since you came out of her womb.
The doctor's like, all right, now it's time to vaccinate. She's like, nuh-uh. I heard that if you vaccinate them, they get artistic. And you know what they say about artistic kids? They end up gay. Oh shit! Wait. We were talking about autism. Oh, whatever. Same thing. That's kind of the type of mindset of those people. If they can speak, the conversation might sound something like, "Excuse me, ma'am, we would like to vaccinate your son." And she's like,
they can't build up the necessary chromosomes to even walk and speak.
Her walking over there just consumed like 8 chromosomes from the galaxy. We're running low now.
He's just sitting there looking like Kermit and Mr. Child, half big, half frog, just sitting there on the ground, just flopping like a fish, gasping for air, going.
All right. So, in all seriousness about coronavirus, like, we're going to be fine if we get it. The issue is our parents, they might not be. Now, unless you fucking hate your parents, you probably shouldn't do that.
Cody.
But unless you're a spoiled 15-year-old girl who does TikTok, you're going to hate your parents regardless.
Well,
my mom has actually told me, like, what if anything happens, where do I want to go? Like, implying that she could get the virus and she could die.
Most of our parents can die from the virus, and that's what's scary about it. Like, we're fine. There's been one case of, like, a 14-year-old dying from the virus, but that's in China, and I don't know what the fuck's going on in China.
There's one case a 22-year-old got the virus. He didn't have any other symptoms, but he did vape.
Well, if you vape or smoke, you're already fucked. Like kids with a nicotine addiction be like, "Ah, the virus can't get me." Bitch, your lungs are, like, as old as your grandpa's.
Uh-oh, gee whiz, my mom's screwed. Mikey makes fun of my mom for smoking. Go eat, take out the trash.
I'm not even joking. I go, hey, I bet this is mom's house. She goes, Cody, take out the trash before I hit you with my sandal.
Cody.
Yo, I'm just imagining like a redneck from South Park.
Dude, I think that's what his mom sounds like, because he keeps saying that she smokes, so that's how she has to sound.
To your surprise, she actually doesn't, but she's getting to that point.
Stage one, baby.
Yo, like, all those anti-smoking ads are fucking laughing right now. They're like, yeah, they're like, yeah, yeah, you didn't want to stop, now you do, but it's too late. Yeah, go suck on your ghost dick.
Get your limp dick out of here and stop smoking.
Yo, this entire thing is like 7 minutes of anti-smoking.
Okay. We went from speaking just.
Yeah.
What?
Hey. Hey.
You good?
I think Cody died.
I died. Holy crap. Oh, gee whiz. That's never happened.
Did he just like bust a nut? Like
that's never happened.
Yo.
No, my Galaxy Bud disconnected for some reason.
Galaxy Bud. Look at this. That explains the bad quality.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
He fucking leaves. Huh? Imagine he just leaves right now.
Made me sad. Depressed.
Yo, can we talk about people that, like, change their profile pictures to black or, like, a sad anime character and change their name to Gon? Like,
Bart depressed with a gray...
sad Bart with a fucking grain filter.
With broken hearts above him.
Yeah, like fucking Dove in their bio. Like, black hearts. Like
Why? What's the point in that? There literally isn't one. Except you just... You're one...
I want attention! I'm sad no one talks to me. Wait, did you hear me? I said, I'm sad no one talked to me. Why isn't anyone talking to
me? Are you telling me you're sad?
Wait. You, a human, is going through a basic human emotion? That's fucking wild, dude.
It's so funny.
That's fucking wild.
It's so wild that no one cares. Whew. Get your shit together, man.
If you're sad and you need someone to talk to, you know, first up, the first like big thing you could do is not like scream, nobody talks to me, because that kind of discourages people talking to you. And the second thing is, there are people that's jobs are to sit and listen to your bullshit. Those are called therapists. Now, assuming that you're the type of person that goes through this, you're probably a well-off white girl. So you can go and buy yourself a therapist and talk about your issues. This is the type of thing that drowns out actual mental issues. Like,
oh my God. Jesus.
Why is it so hot in my room? I'm going to turn on the fan. Give me a second.
Where's that bitch? I want to know what goes through therapists' mind when they have to hear like this type of bullshit.
There's probably been a moment where a therapist is like in front of a white girl and she just goes, "I'm sad. Now help."
I'm sad. Now help.
Whips out her iPhone 11, does TikTok dances.
Yeah.
Now we aren't trying to say that white people can't be sad. I honestly don't want to get shot by a redneck at the moment. I'm white too, so please.
I'm the only non-American here.
You're American. You're just like, honestly, we shouldn't.
He says he's Mexican, but he looks more Italian than Mexican.
Mamma mia. Dude.
Dude, people said I'm Asian now. People are saying I'm Italian. What is it?
Italian makes sense, but Asian?
It's because he wears glasses and people aren't used to his like eyes when he takes off the glasses.
No, when I take off my glasses, you've called me Asian.
100%. I have.
I don't look Asian.
Hey guys, I can play the kazoo through my nose.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck.
You sound like a dyslexic hornet.
Oh my fucking god.
Okay. Jesse, you know the day I brought my kazoo to school?
What?
The one day I brought my kazoo to school.
Yeah, bro, that's fucking wild.
Too bad nobody asked.
I'm gonna fucking kick both of you out of here.
So we're on a podcast talking about nobody asked to each other. Like, I swear to God, if my mom walks in right now, it's over. I've spoken my mind. My mom walks in, the entire thing just collapses because I can't mute this microphone.
Oh, like the one time when you like called your brother and you had to delete the whole
thing. Oh yeah, that was a funny moment.
Didn't you call 911 and then hang up, but they called you back?
Oh yeah, yeah, that was also a funny moment. Like, I called 911, I couldn't cancel, and it called them. They were like, 911, what's your number? And I pressed hang up, and the sheriff's department called me, and I had to confirm my address, and they like came on a patrol to come check and make sure everything was all right.
Oh, they actually brought
someone? Yeah.
Oh my god, that'd be so scary.
Like, dude, imagine. I was like, God, I don't want to get shot right now. And I look down at my hand. I'm like, okay, I'm safe.
Why your hand?
To see my skin color.
What?
What the hell?
What? To see your skin. To see your skin color. To see if you're okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, the cops come. The cops come to my house, right? I'm like, oh shit, I don't want to get shot right now. So I look down at my skin color. I'm like, okay, they won't shoot me. I'm not black.
Oh my god!
Did you say that on podcast?
I mean, it's a well known fact that cops like to accidentally shoot black people when they're aiming at a cockroach in the sky.
Oh look, a 10-foot tall black man! Bang! Oh, what? Dude, I thought you were a cockroach in the sky.
Why does it sound like Cody has like 10 pillows in front of his mouth?
So officer, it says right here you shot a family of four black people 14 times each in the chest. And he's like, yeah, sorry, I missed. I was aiming for a cockroach in the sky. It was flying around. They just like were there, you know? I mean, I feel like now that I've said this, I'm not prone to getting shot by them too. It's like, hey, we don't like what you're saying, you know?
Do you guys think
Yo, the government be like, due to the coronavirus, we will be providing human rights.
Do you guys think the U.S. would go into a lockdown like Italy?
I mean, if enough people get sick, yeah. Right now we're in quarantine, though. So, like... Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Corona?
Hey.
Imagine having coronavirus.
Could be like literally like half the people in the world right now.
I know, right?
And you know that there's a prediction that by 2022 or whatever, 48% of people will have coronavirus or something like that.
Like, did you know that 0% of the world population knows that everything's gonna be all right because we have a pandemic every 100 years?
It's more than, it's like a lot less than 100 years. But hey, did you know that the death rate in North Korea is 100%? Yeah, one dude got it and they shot him.
That's so fucking true.
Why? Jeez.
Hey, but it has 0%. It has 0% infectivity now. So like, hey,
dude coughed and they pulled out
his gun. Well, my man cleared his throat, and the North Koreans were like,
Next time the Walmart line is just too long, just cough.
they'll fucking scatter.
That's so fucking true. Scatter, dude, like cockroaches in a light.
So shine a fucking flashlight on them.
Dude, I want to do that like in a drive-thru.
Yes, oh it's all fun and games until you actually have coronavirus and you're just not showing symptoms yet, and then you actually spread it to everyone.
Just go through a hang on. Going back to what Mikey said, go through a drive-thru and just, if they ask for your card, just cough on the card and go like, ah, here you go. Sorry.
That's like the biggest way to spread it, because it's like it just like kind of vibes in your body for 2 weeks without you knowing. So like it's just sitting there in your lungs like, oh, this motherfucker, he thinks he's slick.
The earliest way to know that you have the coronavirus is just you're sitting there in bed and all of a sudden, I want to travel around the world today.
Dude, I swear, that's got to be like a symptom wanting to travel. Because like as soon as people started getting the coronavirus, everyone's like, today I want to travel the world.
Packed bags unconsciously.
Dude, when you go to bed with a cough and you wake up at a fucking Juice WRLD concert.
Oh my god.
Like, damn, this shit slaps. I've never heard the song before. Hold up.
Unreleased.
Sees Kobe Bryant just shooting hoops.
Yo, Ja! What's up, man?
Harambe?
Yo, the Avengers ain't even showing up anymore, you know? Like, they don't want to catch it, so they're not showing up to the hospitals.
Hey, it's my favorite Marvel hero, Iron Man.
Dude.
Hey, look, it's Black Widow 2.
Yo, did we just spoil, like, Avengers? Yo, I might have to leave, sorry. I haven't seen it yet.
Do you not have Disney Plus, you poor kid?
Wow. No, I've seen it.
Dude, Disney Plus sucks.
Dude, me and Mikey saw Endgame together, like, when it came out, and we almost got kicked out of the theater, like, 4 times. There was this dude that, like, turned around and was like, I like your guys' commentary, it's funny, and we're like...
No, that was in Far From Home.
Oh, that was in Far From Home?
Yes.
Wait, but didn't we almost get kicked out of Endgame? Because, like, somebody turned around and was like, shut the fuck up!
No, I think that was in Infinity War.
Fuck, dude. We caused issues at every single movie we saw.
Every fucking time, dude. Listen. When we went to watch Far From Home, right? It's every time we go to that movie theater, we just like to talk during the movie. And these guys in front of us, this one guy, he turns around and he goes, or at the end of the movie, he goes, I really liked your commentary. And me, dumbass McGee, was like, are you guys being serious?
Dude, he didn't respond to us. I still don't know to this day if he actually liked it or not.
I know. I was so curious, and he just, like, walked away. I'm like, wait, so, is he lying, or is he being sarcastic, or, like, is he actually being for real?
So, you guys just don't watch the movie? You just sit there, and you make commentary up the whole time?
No, we literally just make stupid jokes, like now.
We're like my man Spider-Man about to fucking die.
Are the jokes even related to the movie?
Yes, or you always, just always, yeah, always.
Oh,
not always. Sometimes they're like fucking like school related jokes that we just like notice from the movie.
Yeah, we have so many fucking inside jokes at this point. Like, do you guys ever wonder what a teacher thinks when like kids are doing inside jokes? Like, you guys know how furious teachers get when kids have inside jokes, right? Like,
yeah.
Hey, wait, guys. First, let me tell you this joke, right? You guys want to hear something funny?
Yeah, sure.
Quarantine.
Okay, I'm gonna leave. Bye,
dude.
You're not fucking dude, funny,
so guys. Funny.
You're not funny. You're not funny.
You should be the.
You're not funny.
You should be the next Jerry Seinfeld. Joke. Be the next Jerry Seinfeld, please.
It's an inside joke.
How lucky! Lucky
fuck
for
you.
Me.
I don't fuck know, you.
I don't
hey, know. No! Shut the fuck up. Fuck you. I don't want to hear your dumbass jokes anymore. That's the worst thing I've heard in so long.
Idaho's not in quarantine yet.
Nobody cares about Idaho. Like, 4 people live there.
Yeah. Dude, when you said, California time or Idaho time, I'm like, what the fuck? Where did Idaho come from?
When did anyone say anything about California? Where did Idaho come from? It doesn't exist. Like, everywhere in the middle of the country just doesn't exist. Have you ever heard of someone from fucking Oklahoma?
No. I've never met a person from Oklahoma.
Have you met someone from Ohio?
I have met two people from Japan, but I have never met someone from Oklahoma.
Because it doesn't fucking exist. Ohio, you go into the middle of the U.S., it's just a full void. like you just walk off the edge. That's just like...
It's just complete, utter silence. And you're just sitting there going,
walk in it. How interesting. You walk in it, it's like loading New World.
Loading terrain.
100%. No, you walk in there, like a notification pops up in your eyesight. It's like you are now in combat.
What if the U.S. is owned by EA and they have to spend millions of dollars just to unlock Oklahoma?
Yo, we should just sell like everything in the middle of the country to Canada to erase national debt. Just tell them they have beavers or some shit. No one fucking knows what's in there. like Michigan? What the fuck is that?
Never heard
honestly,
of it.
I'm not even sure if these are like states or countries, and I'm an American and I'm like so ignorant to the let me look up a state map.
I forgot so many states existed. Like someone will say like a random state at me and I go like, what's that country? I don't know where that is. And they look at me with you're a dumbass look. And I'll just go like,
whoa. Yo, you guys know about Iowa? That's just wild.
No, Texas?
Yeah, everyone knows Texas.
Yeah, I know. But shit, it's crazy over there.
Ha. Yo, wait, are there two Idahos? No, there's one. Yo, tell me what about Wyoming, just a full square.
Rhode Island exists?
What? Wait, it does? Oh, yeah, it does. Holy shit, we're so ignorant.
Is that a whole state or is that connected to a state?
It's a whole state.
Dude.
Yo, there's dude, stuff past New York. Yo, there's like Maine and there's like 30 different like little blocks in there.
What about old Zealand?
They named the state after like a soda size.
Minnesota.
Dude, like I don't know what they were thinking. Like, so they have a few ones. Like, everyone knows California, Oregon, Washington, Texas, Arizona, New York, Virginia, New Florida, Alabama. They know those ones. Like, but then
hey, New Mexico. Don't forget that.
Wait, New Mexico. I thought that was in Mexico.
Oh my God.
I'm joking. I'm not that dumb.
No, you're gonna say the R word.
What?
You were gonna say the R
I absolutely
word.
Was.
But we can't say that.
We've already said it so many times.
Yeah.
We need to tone it down with it though.
Like we're like, literally not gonna be able to get sponsored. What are we making from this? Like one penny a listen?
Dude, we're making bank, bro. We have 19.
Yo, poggers.
Are you serious? Hey! That's lit.
Soon, it's gonna be 20 cents.
20
cents.
Yo,
install a VPN and start listening to the podcast.
We'll be able to surpass Peter Dinklage anytime.
Who the fuck is Peter Dinklage?
Who the fuck is that?
I kind of ruined it.
A porn star? Really,
none of you know. No. he's this really, really short guy, and he's an actor.
It's the guy from Infinity War.
Poggers.
Yeah. That's the guy. With
no hands, the giant dwarf.
Poggers.
That's him. He's like 3 feet tall, I think. He's really short, but he's really rich.
I fucked up. Got stopped going through security at an airport.
I'm literally looking
oh my
at
God,
the
listen.
Wall as if I was staring at him.
Motherfuckers. I fucked up. Let me talk. I fucked up. Got stopped going through security.
New topic. New topic. Let's get to a new topic.
Can we get back to coronavirus? We barely even
I'm gonna cry. Let me talk. Holy shit. Okay.
Get your shit together. Oh, wait. It's 2020. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it's 2020. I was like, no, it's not.
What the?
Oh, my God.
I was like, it's 2019, right? Oh, wait. No, it's not.
I've only listened to this kid for 27 minutes, and I've already lost the rest of my brain cells.
Hey, man. Give it a few more.
I don't need it. I don't need it anymore when I'm on this podcast.
I fucked up. Got stopped going through security at an airport. They had to take my cards out of my bag. Needless to say, my girlfriend is not happy after finding I brought Yu-Gi-Oh cards to my no Yu-Gi-Oh holiday.
How dare you, you monster. But you know what? Yu-Gi-Oh is nothing compared to Pokemon cards.
Come.
I have a holographic Charizard.
I have a holographic ball sack. It's an issue. Holographic- it's fucking radiated.
I have a holographic dick. Compare that.
Yo, we should combine. Make a holographic combined dick and ball.
Force. Okay.
Combine forces.
Okay, for real, new topic. Meme culture.
Like that's the Power Rangers, dying. It's morphing time.
Let's change up the tone actually. Let's get to something more serious, something like philosophical.
Meme culture.
Philosophical.
Meme culture is dying.
Oh, it absolutely is. Memes are
there are no funny
when was
memes.
The last time anyone has there laughed really at, like what's the last time anyone laughed at a meme? Like
dude, if I don't see any good memes soon, I'm gonna start going back to funny Vine fails.
You know what? Hang on. The fact that I have to look back at already dead memes and I can laugh at them.
That's an issue. Like, it's an issue.
That's saying something.
It's disappointing.
Like, I'm going back to Vine compilations and shit. That should not be.
You know? I mean, I know I'm sounding like a boomer, but I miss the old days of memes.
Dude, like, so do I, dude.
Like, literally, like
there were some Pepe. That boy, the simpler times. I'd rather go back to the simpler times rather than go, oh, Shrek, I'd suck your pee-pee for wait, free.
Okay, listen. On. The current state funny. Of memes is haha, big fun, big Chungus dead meme, funny, haha.
And right now, Pickle Rick, it's not even
nothing
funny.
Nothing is funny it's anymore. Stupid. I'm going to be honest. I kind of like those like memes with like the funny fish.
Oh yeah, I like that one. But ask got Mikey. All funny
fish. Well, look where we are again. Yet another funny fish.
Yeah, I'll laugh at anything. But the fact that I can't laugh at today's generation of memes definitely says something.
Okay, let's have an actual philosophical conversation. Okay. Okay, I found a meme that I laughed at. White people when their dog Robert continues to bark after they told them to zip it, mister.
I feel like your mom has said that to you.
I do not like the attitude of the lady.
Do you guys ever think that like when you're grown up, you'll actually talk like that?
No, never. I'm not gonna.
I wondered that every single day of my life. I'm like, I talk like this now, and I've been talking like this for as long as I can remember. Will I talk like this going into?
Oh wait, you're talking about that, not talking about like the white person thing.
Just basically like, yeah,
like how
that.
We talk right now.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Dude, sometimes I think like, holy shit, I talk like a retard, like. I say like 30 times in a sentence, and half of the time I don't even finish a word. I'm like.
And you're just stuck.
Recently, I listened to the old Heckheads podcast, right? When we would actually laugh when one of us would do the funny voice. We would laugh at that. Sometimes it's funny, but like.
And sometimes it's not.
But like, there would be times when you go like vroom vroom, and we would laugh at that.
Oh, I can't bring myself to laugh at that. That's not that. God, it's funny.
It's not it funny.
No, fuck, I'm choking.
It's still not funny. Like, I try so hard to laugh at things, but like nothing's funny anymore. I don't want to seem like
No, I'm seriously joking.
Okay, that one got me for a few seconds.
Use your mic to see the mic.
Funny voice. Yo, I just heard him like for half a second be like.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, like nothing's funny anymore. Really, it's just all stupid.
Stop saying that word. Sometimes it doesn't even say that. We're gonna have to redo this entire.
I'm sorry. Special needs. Is that better for you,
it's
Jesse?
It's offensive to me.
Then
it's offensive to me.
Fuck! I'm joking again.
We're gonna have to redo this entire fucking podcast.
Okay.
Let's just keep this one up for shits and giggles, and we can actually record an actual one sometime later.
Man, it's up to cum stash, bubs.
Philosophical book and encyclopedia. Where do you want to talk about encyclopedia?
Encyclopedia.
Oh my god, you laughed at the word.
Your funny word.
Funny word.
God fucking damn it.
Oh my god, he's dying over encyclopedia.
Fuckers, I just died over the word encyclopedia. Who came up with the fucking word?
I'm putting hand sanitizer back on.
Who came up with the fucking word encyclopedia?
Who the fuck came up with the word?
Yo, some ape is just sitting there and he's like, yo, poggers? And everyone was like, yo, this dude fucking spitting.
Dude, okay, can you guys imagine, okay? It's the year 1000 BC. You're a fucking caveman in a cave hitting rocks to make fire. And all of a sudden, you take a shit. Could you imagine how terrible?
Yo, what's coming out of my ass, help?
It's fucking exactly, dude.
No, sorry. No, Jesse, it's like...
Fucking grab it, trying to put it back in.
You just grabbing it. Like,
huh. An interesting discovery, indeed.
Uses it for painting on the wall.
Yeah, imagine that's what they use to paint. And it's the year 2010. There's people going into caves and going, oh, look at these drawings. This must mean something.
Just touch, like,
it's supposed to have a deeper meaning to it.
And then licking their finger, going, like, interesting.
It's just a slash.
No, like, they lick the wall. Interesting. This is definitely ancient. An ancient cursed artifact from the year 1000 BC. Very interesting. Oh, what's this? What's this? It seems like they had 20-inch cocks, too. Whoa, very interesting.
How I guess so long.
It's awkward silence. No one says anything.
I know. That's happened for like 3 times already.
I know. There it is again. God.
Help.
Jeez.
Okay. Here's something to talk about. Do you guys think time travel would be possible?
Yeah, 100%.
It would be. Yes.
You know, actually. You know how people talk about how if you go too fast around the planet, like you fucking around the planet, like, people when you come back will be older than they were when you left.
I saw this one video which I thought was really interesting, where like it was talking about if a train moved at the time at the sound. Hang on,
speed
at the
light.
Speed of light.
Sound of light.
Yo, do you guys want to know what light sounds like? It's like,
I can't say something wrong without you going like,
yeah, he never lets it go.
But as I was saying, if the train moved at the speed of light two times, shut up! Civilization would advance 20 times further because, you know, it's traveling very, very fast. It's like the Flash, but faster.
It's going vroom, vroom.
It's going, ew. Tokyo Drift, bam. Skirt, skirt.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Help.
Guys, okay. If, can you guys, okay. Can everyone hear me?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
If time travel was possible.
Sorry, I'm deaf.
If time travel was possible, do you guys think that humans from the future would travel back to save us from something bad?
No.
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 Now, okay, here's what I think.
No.
You know, if you mess with time, then, like, you mess with time. It's not good. You're not supposed to do that. And plus, they might be like, well, what if this bad thing is actually what led us led up to us being able to get to the point where we're at? So if we go and stop that, what if humans, like, instantly go and stink?
Jesse.
Like,
Jesse.
Just because we go and, like, save them from coronavirus, you know?
Jesse, wait. How would you know if you're messing with time, if time travel is not
yet possible?
Well,
if you're going back in time and changing shit, and you're going back into the future, then, like, that's messing with time.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying now.
Okay, but what if humans in the future are, like, close to extinction, right? Mm-hmm. So they go back in time to prevent that.
Kind of like the Terminator uprising.
We're not fucking nerds, okay? We're talking
kind
about,
of like that. I mean, I'm not wrong.
Science.
Terminator.
Sure, science. Science.
Help. Okay, here's what I think. So, listen. Here's what happens.
Look, man.
They wouldn't do anything to save us from anything, but to save themselves, absolutely. All right?
If China wanted to bring the virus from them to here, what makes you think people are going to want to come back to save us?
Nobody would, because, like, civilization could advance to a point of great, great stuff because of this age of, suck sad. Because here's the thing. You guys know why the boomers had fucking everything, like why their lives were so great and like they just decided to fuck it all over? It's because they were born into a time right after a giant war and a depression. Now,
white girls? God fucking damn it. I shouldn't have said anything.
You don't do it right.
So
you don't do it right.
Yo, funny monkey noise.
Okay. Before we go back into funny time, what's the best way you guys, or not the best way? What's the most logical way you guys think humanity would go extinct?
Well, I mean, I think that civilizations would naturally have like a barrier that they can't cross at some point. Like,
Mexico.
I'm gonna go like a little bit Christian here about this topic because there's these four strictures, war, death, famine, and I always forget the fourth
one.
These four war, are like
death, famine, and pestilence, I think.
Yes, that's the one. They're summoned by Jesus in like in times
I think
of need like this.
No, I don't think that's how it works. Let me look this shit up.
No, I don't
and
remember though, but I remember those four.
Oh no, it's the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
If all four of them are broken, that's it.
What you're saying is like if there's no war, death, famine or pestilence, then the world ends pretty much. Okay, this isn't Christianity. Death. This isn't Christianity. But this is it's like everything. No. It is. The four horsemen are figures in Christian mythology. Christian mythology appearing in the New Testament's final book, Revelation, an apocalypse written by John of Patmos, as well as the Old Testament's prophet book of how the fuck you say these names, dude? In the book of Ezekiel, they are all named as punishments from God, not Jesus. So they're from God. I wouldn't consider myself an atheist exactly, because I feel like there's so much possibility of higher power, you know, but I'm not a Christian.
Okay, you know what? Never mind. I may not be an atheist, but I do believe in both the devil and God, but I wouldn't say I'm Christian or Satanist, but I believe
I've already had this debate with someone, and Cody, I want you to like try to be like a Christian, okay? I'm not saying there's not anything wrong with religion or anything.
Religion is one of the like biggest bases of civilization in a whole. The times where things were going the best for people is times where there was like was times where people like strictly believe in religion. That was also like the worst times, like the Salem witch trials and shit, like oh shit, yo, she making medicine. The Great Depression, that bitch.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Okay, so Cody, back to what I'm saying. Try to put yourself in a position where you're a Christian, right? And I want you.
Okay.
I personally don't believe there's a God. I don't believe that there's any higher power. I just believe in evolution. Now,
I believe in evolution too. Here's what I think. Let me explain my idea real quick. Because this is just kind of shit that I like sit in the shower. I'm like, yo, about. So DNA in general looks like fucking computer code, which is wild as hell. You're putting like ones and zeros together and shit and making entire life forms out of that. Now, here's what I say. I say that there is some other life form out there that at some point figured out how to mess with the structure of life and eventually just sent like some meteors to our Earth and like – It had like little DNAs in that shit, and that shit's fucking stirred up. And he's like, "All right, they can have fun. I'm dipping now." That's what I think of when I think of a creator.
I always think like there could always be a second Big Bang that could recreate everything. But I'm thinking like if there was ever a second Big Bang, would time like be normal, like would it recreate
okay everything, so technically speaking thing? The predicted universe is a loop, and everything eventually is going to get absorbed by black holes. The matter will eventually recombust and the whole cycle starts over again. That's the theory, right? And so we don't know how many loops we've been on. We don't know like if this universe is inside of something else. Like, shit is so far-fetched, like, with how time works. Like, I'm about to get an existential crisis. I might go for a second because, oh, fuck, bro. I'll be back. Fuck!
Okay.
Oh, guys.
I'm back.
Okay, so wait. Oh, man. Mikey, before you talk, I'm talking about Jesse. I'm talking to Jesse about time. So my uncle told me that there is this theory, because you know how the world was supposed to end in 2012, right? Aztecs? I don't know. But like, what if the world did end, but we're all living in a different reality? Because think about it. There's no articles about it. No newspapers about it now. There's not a lot about it.
It's like gotten washed under. Here's what I think. So you guys all believe in different realities, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember at some point, think about all the times you're like, yo, I almost fucking died. You know, what if
7 times with police,
but what if like I moved once? Exactly. Now think about this. Would I have died?
Imagine in those situations, what, like all those times you seem to like miraculously like avoid death as if you're fucking like a main character from a movie or something, you know? Well, with all the different realities, it's so possible that your consciousness is just transferred to one of the realities where you're alive when you die.
Holy crap. Oh, God. Now, that's something to think about.
And then let's say one day you're gone, you have a child, and then your consciousness switches over to that kind of thing, you know? Like, because consciousness and souls are something so complex that we can't explain with something as simple as like DNA and all that. Like, nobody knows why we're conscious. Like, we have a brain and stuff.
So it's like we're bouncing from different realities. So like, oh,
where I'm still alive. Let's move to keep this consciousness going until it's able to transfer to a new person. Yeah. And that's one of the concepts for a game that I'm making at the moment. Like the concepts of like reality and consciousness itself are so big and so easy to bend around. It's like, because another thing is like how when we die in a dream, we instantly wake up, like suddenly it's just transferred over.
I always thought it was like 1 second before you die, and then you just suddenly wake up. Because that's what always. Because I'm about to die in my dream, a bullet's about to go through my head.
Because your brain doesn't know what death
is. It doesn't know how to perceive it. It doesn't know what happens afterwards. And if we knew, then shit would go fucking wild. You know, like we're like, yo, I had a dream where I died, and it continued. Just imagine that. Like, just imagine that happening.
Huh?
You're asleep. Geez. You die in the dream, and the dream continues.
That'd be like fucking early access.
fucking alpha testing.
Pre-order. Beta testing.
What do you early guys access. Think?
Yo, God put an update on, like, fucking nerfed the polar ice caps.
What do you software guys think is beyond the event horizon in a black hole?
A new reality.
Yeah, just a whole nother reality, a whole nother world.
I think that it's just a new universe way of and things. Stuff that's taken from this universe goes into a new one. It's destroying this matter, crushing it into nothing, and putting it somewhere else, in my opinion.
Jesse, me and you have talked about this where like we would go like basically like IRL Guardians of the Galaxy and like
adventure. Oh yeah, 100%. Right? If we had the opportunity to go and fucking do something with our lives, like go out and adventure, I wouldn't mind the possibility of death. Ooh. To go out and actually adventure through space and discover shit, you know?
Yeah, and see something that cool because there's nothing really going on in the world right now.
There's always new stuff going on in the world. But I think what it is that humanity as a whole has come to a kind of stop when it comes to exploration because we've gotten to a point where the main point in someone's life is their personal life and just relaxing, you know? Like,
Like, it's already happened. I'm settled. I'm just going to stop, not explore, and relax.
If I went to space, sorry, it's because right now, to me, what I feel, everything right now here, it doesn't matter. The big shit is in space.
The big picture is out there. And if we're able to go out there and explore and expand, like, humanity as a whole, then we can get past so many barriers that keep us just on Earth. Like, the sun is one of our biggest barrier. Eventually, like, it's that shit is going to consume everything in the solar system and then go into, like, a little... It's not big enough to be a black hole, but a supernova, yeah. That's what a supernova is.
Or could just explode, right?
Is when a star explodes.
You know what I have wondered... I wondered if the black hole has ever.
You know, there's a black hole in the middle of our galaxy, right?
And like,
there's a black hole in the middle of our galaxy. That's what gives it the swirl shape. There's a super huge black hole in the middle of our galaxy.
No, like what you were saying earlier, it bounces. What
you guys know about the Big Bang, right? Nothing explodes into everything. Exactly. That's what I was thinking there. Like, think about all this matter. It's just stored up, and eventually it can't contain it anymore. It just bursts into a new reality.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. Talking about this kind of shit, like,
jeez,
it drops stuff on you. Like, god damn.
Yeah. Really, it makes you think, like, really think.
This is what I like, this is why I like doing the podcast, because we can talk about interesting things that you don't talk about normally.
Yeah, and, like, it gets you thinking, it gets you, like, to know more stuff that you have thought you've known, but you just got corrected,
I feel like sort of in a good way. Close-minded. In general,
I learned this. I don't want to learn anymore. That's it. I'm done. That's it. That's the end
of the
line.
I think one of the problems in school is, like, teachers don't make stuff interesting.
Exactly. That's like one of the biggest issues in general with everything. That's why I love, like, that's why I love my English class so much. Like, because my teacher in there makes stuff interesting and fun.
Mine doesn't. Cody can agree, I think. Our teacher.
Sorry. Our English teacher is just, geez. We're not even allowed to put our heads down because I feel like she knows she's boring, because everyone tries to sleep in there, and she's like, "That's rude. If you don't want to be here, go home."
It's early in the morning. Me and Cody have her. He has her first period. I have her second. It's early in the morning. People are tired as fuck. You go into her classroom. You set up for 1 second. She like nabs at you as if you killed the entire school. It's so annoying.
You blink. Hey there. You know.
There's this one thing I hate that she does. Yeah. Cody, I think you notice it too. Basically,
Mikey, by the way, you can edit the recording, right? Because you need to cut out all the retard words and all the names and stuff.
Yeah, I'll try to figure out something about that. But or I don't know if your teacher does this, but when you guys are reading something, does she put on audio?
Yeah.
Not you, Cody. Jesse.
Yes.
It depends. She asked if we want audio or not.
Oh, whoops.
Well, have you guys ever listened? Like, she made you listen to something?
Yeah.
Okay, so what our teacher does, she plays the audio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we would read, like, a tiny section. She would pause the audio, talk about it for, like, 5 minutes, play the audio.
And then pause it again.
Pause it 2 seconds after, talk about it again, and she just does that like over and over again.
You can't listen to it.
And then she
Were you guys reading Romeo and Juliet?
I'll be fine if it was just every page, but she does it every single sentence.
We're reading the audio.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, in my class we read Romeo and Juliet. My teacher does that too a little bit, but not to that much of an extent. But it still gets annoying. Like, goddamn. Like, I know it's an assignment, but I just want to read the story, you know?
I know, and
it's something. No, she pauses it at the least important parts. Oh, he said this. Do you want to know what this means? Sit down, stay awake. I'm going to explain it for, maybe 30 minutes because no one wants to know this. So.
After we've heard it. And she literally repeats the exact same thing and plays it again.
My teacher doesn't do that.
No.
But we have very different English teachers. I feel like English teachers in general are some of the most boring people. So the fact that, like, have a good English teacher is crazy.
I said another name. I'm so sorry. Whoops.
Listen up here.
I said another name. That's my bad on my part.
I'm going to find where you live. I'm going to come in there and I'm going to... You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think I want to.
Okay, going back to space talk a bit. Cody, do you think aliens exist?
No, I don't think everybody knows that aliens fucking exist.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there can't be just humans.
Well, there's like dogs as a life form
in the whole universe. There's
no edge.
There's literally no edge to the universe.
You guys ever think about this? If the universe is always expanding, you guys think that could like tear and like shit could go back? Like, oh.
Wait, do you think it could go back to like its same spot?
Oh, shit.
Like a donut, sort of?
Poggers!
Yeah.
Like, do you guys think there's like a point where two ends of the universe, like, they connect?
Honestly, maybe. Because, like, we're probably, like, more in a early... We're, like, on an early side. So if we just journeyed in a certain direction... Well, honestly, direction in the universe is so insane. I feel like you'd have to do something else to get around it. Other than, like...
Wait...
Oh, that'd take incredibly long.
But how long do you think that would take? Because it takes like...
The universe is... to us, the universe feels like it's in the shape of a globe. Because we can go in any direction. But we don't know how big it is. We don't know if you could go in one direction in the universe and end up back where you started.
That's the only thing that scares me of space.
Like, what exactly is it? Like, what... Yeah, is it a donut? Is it a triangle? Is it a penis? We don't know.
Is it a donut?
Not the shape. Not the
is
shape.
Is it a vagina? You never know. There's lots of other possibilities.
Let's say you like get out of a spaceship, right? Now you're just floating into. Let's say you don't have a cord or anything attached to you. You're just floating into space. Let's say you like keep floating down or up or sideways or wherever. You don't know like
where you're gonna end up and what you're gonna end up with. Now we're assuming that this is with like, for some reason you don't get hungry, you don't get thirsty, and you have infinite oxygen, right?
Like,
now that's so scary because like, are you gonna run into a black hole? Are you gonna run into new life? Are you just never gonna run into anything?
Not just that.
Are you going up or are you going down?
Like, your mind is going to think that there's a floor.
Oh my god.
And then like, let's say time passes.
Oh, that's
time
passes, frightening.
You don't need food or anything or water. Time passes. Your mind is slowly gonna realize that there is no end, and that you're just falling.
And that there's nothing.
Slowly, and the thing that terrifies me about that, you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can generally change your direction by moving and putting force in a certain way, but that won't do anything because you don't know where you're going. You don't know what you're going towards.
Well, what's the point?
Because it's fucking space.
You don't know if you're going up or down.
Well, I think that we're kind of hitting the point.
Yeah.
We're at around, I think, 40 minutes of recording. No.
It's the hour.
What?
We've made it to the hour.
We've made it to the hour. Well,
it's an hour right
now. I would keep on talking, but I for some reason, like, I'm starting to get like a cough, like out of nowhere. Probably just because I haven't talked in so long, but maybe I have the virus. So,
okay, before we end this, right? Mm-hmm. We all have to make an oath.
We're all gonna die.
I wasn't gonna say that. We all have to take a swear that this will at least be a weekly thing.
I take the oath.
I swear. I take the oath.
I want this to be a weekly
thing. I swear on the hair of my asshole. Okay?
I enjoy this.
And trust me, bro.
That's a deal.
My ass is going to get cold if I don't have that hair. So, that's pretty big. All right? We're gonna keep this going.
Yep.
All right, boys.
Uh-huh. It's been nice. I agree. Wait. I really enjoy this.
Wait.
It's
been nice.
That's the end of the episode. Make sure to download Anchor.
Oh yeah, did we even do like the fucking Anchor ad thing?
Yeah. I was changing it up this morning.
Hey, you ever heard of this cool thing called Anchor?
You know when we were supposed to record the podcast earlier, but
hey man, yeah. I was asleep. I stayed up until 5.
No fucking shit, you were asleep.
Yo,
I texted you on every.
Wow, you're such a cool kid.
Wake.
Yo, I woke up and my mom came into my room and woke me up and she was like, "Turn off your fucking phone." Okay, that's all for the blood detection. I started spamming Jesse, but we'll see you next time. Amen. Thank Jesus Christ for your mom, my mom, and your dad. Easy, let's go. Poggers.
As the episode ends, make sure you have downloaded Anchor and check them out. They really help a lot. But on behalf of Jesse and Cody, I'd like to give out condolences to everyone who has passed away or has been affected by COVID-19. This is a serious pandemic, and we should all do our part by practicing social distancing. And we are going to try to entertain you guys for a while. And we'll take care.